This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm sitting in a cafe at Pleasance, surrounded by lots of bustle and people, talking to Pip Upton about his new show. At this point, I had to look down at his bag because I want to get the title right. And before I forget, I love you, I love you. Certain irony in that, and this is a show about dementia, and I'm clearly having some short-term memory issues. Now, this is a complete departure for you, isn't it? This is very different from anything you've done before.
Yep.
So I'd love to hear how the idea came about.
The title actually came about before the idea, and the title jumped into my head from somewhere. And if I knew where, I'd jump back and go and try and get another one. But and then the whole... My mum died of Alzheimer's 18 years ago. Been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And it just seemed the right time.
Yeah, I was wondering that as you said it, actually, that whether sometimes with these ideas that they have a moment.
Yes.
And it's the right moment. So what do you think might... What was the kind of trigger? Was it to do with the time that had elapsed or something else that came up?
Well, I became 65 18 months ago. And so the realisation that Mum was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when she was 67, and I'm now approaching 67, sort of put everything into perspective. And there's partly lots of things. If I don't do them now, I never will. And I think it doesn't mean I'm going to go out there and do stupid things, but things that I've wanted to do for a while are going to get done. And that includes really boring things like changing the lounge and having new French windows put in. And there's no point in putting them off anymore. And so this thing develops. And I can't say that I really sat down and wrote it. We now do it without a script. And the technician follows my moves rather than so she knows exactly what she has to do when I'm at a certain place at a certain time. And so... And by the end of the Fringe, it'll be set in stone. But I don't know, when you write something, is it ever set in stone?
Nothing I've ever written has. I mean, I've my work solo as well. And there's always ways you can change it and tweak it and develop it and shift it, especially if you get the sort of lovely audience feedback that I get, and I'm sure you do too, where you start to see, and you just start to see different possibilities as you're doing it. And sometimes about things about different places, I think makes a difference. So just talking about place, is this absolutely the world premiere? Did you do any previews before you started, before you came up?
I did one performance at the Bedford Fringe, and I'll boast, and it won the Bedford Fringe Pick of the Fringe, which surprised us all, because that was not my only first performance, that was my first rehearsal as well. And I arrived with a car full of bits of furniture and decided what to use. And then he came up here, fresh, brand new. Yeah.
So you say you arrived with a car full of furniture, does that mean you've kind of trimmed the furniture down to the minimum?
Trimmed it down to what it is now and thinking of trimming it even further. But at the moment it's working quite nicely. And it works for something like the Fringe, because we can get in and get out in 5 minutes, so they love us. You know, if they're running behind, we can catch 10 minutes up for them quite easily. And also, if they're desperately running behind, I wear a watch. I know what the time is. I can finish earlier if I want. But they keep telling me, no, fill your slots. You've paid for it. So you, yeah, well, I will. And so it will develop throughout the whole run, I hope. And after that, and perhaps... Perhaps I do need now to take it to a director and say, have a look at what I'm doing, so that...
So did you have a director as you were developing it?
No. No, I've not had a director or a dramaturg. Oh, no, it's a one-man show. I design the flyers, I pay for them, I design the posters, the script, design the light. I need a technician. I haven't worked out yet how I can do that from the stage.
I have met some companies. There's a company of two who used to do touring by water, although they now do rural touring. But yeah, they devised ways of doing things with foot pedals.
Yeah.
But coming back to directors, have you worked with a director or dramaturg in the past with any of your other shows?
Yes. Yeah, I've worked with some very good directors. You know, Guy Masterson and Jeff Bullen from RADA and David Lavender. All very good directors. But, you know, I do have this thing about we all need to make some money. And I don't like asking somebody on a whim to come and do it for a pittance. That's insulting. It's like them asking me to enter a pool. This is how we make our living. And so it's you treat people with respect. And of course, if one of them said to me, actually, I'll come round for a week. Yeah, let's just meet in the back room of a pub for a week and we'll do some trimming. That's fine. That's not me asking them to do something for nothing. It's them doing something for a few pints. And that would be fine. But unless that happens, it'll be people like you saying, you should change this or you should change that. The beginning has changed because of a review. Generally speaking, I'm not just saying this because I have a high opinion of most reviewers here. And those that I don't have a high opinion of, I don't bother reading their reviews. I'll probably still put the 5 stars on my, if I get 5 stars, I'll probably still put the stars on my poster.
I don't want to give away the story, but I have to say, I do like the structure, the way you've paced it so that you make these shifts. So just to the point where we're thinking, oh, I'm getting a bit fidgety. Oh, you've moved on to something else. I really like that. I'd like to look a little bit, before we finish, at comparing it back to your other shows, which have been very different. You've been playing this, another character, but often quite a well-known character. Is that somewhere you can sort of come in from, in a way, hide behind that you can't when you're doing this show?
Yes, although I have approached it as playing a character. I mean, it's just not a well-known character. And
it's just, there's a vulnerability there, which feels new.
I think it is. Yeah, and it's the first time that I've played a... It's the first time I've played I'm having to think about this while I say it. I think it's the first time I've played somebody who is truly a victim. I mean, the thing about tragedy is that the person that the tragedy affects has actually no control over what's happening to them. You know, their fate is sealed from the moment that the tragedy starts to its denouement. And this character has no control over what's happening at all. Which of course is a reflection of the disease.
Yeah.
And I found that very interesting and very difficult to actually do confidently. So I think there you came, and I did a few screams. They're the first time I had the confidence to actually scream for no reason other than to scream because of what might be going on in here. Because, of course, we don't know. And it felt really good. I've never screamed on stage before. I love it. I'm going to do a screaming show next year. So it's,
it gets tired. I had a show with a big scream in it once, and it gets quite tiring on the voice after a bit.
But I'm very lucky about the voice. You know, I've got a voice. It's got no training. I don't know how it works, and I don't know how to preserve it. But it seems to tootle along very nicely for me.
If it works, don't knock it.
I'm not going to try.
So just to finish off, what are the next plans? You've mentioned possibly reflecting on the Fringe experience, perhaps working as a director or a dramaturg. So what are your plans for touring and for afterwards?
Well, I'll go back to the drawing board, and then it's got a tour of Holland in March, and it's got one or two gigs lined up already, and I think it's one of the things that I think is ideal for rural touring. Yeah, I know it might be painful to watch for rural touring, but it is that sort of thing. And when I've done rural touring, then I do get to do my own tech. You have to pare everything down and have light switches in different places on the stage and do that sort of thing, which is quite fun as well. So it will have a life after this. But then I also start researching a new play. And I'm going back to the old Somebody Famous
Are you going to give us a hint, or are you going to keep that quiet for the moment?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Possibly Einstein. Yeah. Some quite interesting bits of information come to light recently, and National Geographic did a very, very good series about him. And he's fascinating. And strangely enough, I can look like him.
Well, that always helps. Actually, you seem to do very well at looking like most people. Thank you very, very much, Pip.
That's
so if you're listening to this in Edinburgh 2018, and before I forget, I love you. It runs till the end of the festival on the 26th, 2 p.m., Pleasance Courtyard. Thank you, Pip.
Thank you very much.